Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
If you can open your Bibles to the book of Romans, we're going to be looking at chapter 15, verses 8 through 13. And last week, we saw that we are not to please ourselves. As Jesus Christ did not please himself, he obeyed and performed the will of the Father. And we should also put others first, just as Christ did. So we Christians should be like-minded according to Christ, as Paul told us in verse 5 of chapter 15 when he said, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus." Thus we should be like-minded, focused on Jesus Christ. And when you think about it, Paul has been sharing with us the differences of the weak in faith and the strong in faith. Those who understood their freedom in Christ Jesus and those who did not fully understand and practice those freedoms. And there was divisions between the Jew and the Gentile. One group grew up with the Mosaic law, the dietary law, the Sabbath day, and a whole slew of rules that were added by the Pharisees. The Gentiles had left pagan gods for Christ, and were dealing with food dedicated to other gods, and took issue with eating that food. Paul explained to us not to despise the weak, and the weak should not judge the strong. Instead, we should be like-minded and unified, focused on Jesus Christ. And since we are unified, brought together in our faith, Paul told us in verse 7, "Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God." That word receive has been translated in other Bible versions as welcome or accept. And the idea is that we accept one another as Christ also accepted us. We saw this in example with Apollos after being corrected and taught by Aquila and Priscilla. In Acts chapter 18, verse 27, "And when he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, and when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace." They received him, accepted him, and he was able to help them. So we have seen that we should have unity in Christ, even with our diversity and understanding of the non-essentials, being like-minded, Christ-centered, and receiving or accepting our brethren. And Paul now goes on, and I'll read these verses. "Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God through his mercy, as it is written, 'For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name.' And again he says, 'Rejoice, O Gentiles,' with his people. And again, 'Praise the Lord,'" excuse me, "'Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples.' And again Isaiah says, 'There shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.'" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, will you come before you today, and we're so thankful for your word, Father, and what Paul has to share with us. And Lord, I would pray that we apply what we learned today and apply what we learned last week, Father, that we would accept one another, Father, that we wouldn't judge one another, that we would receive one another in love. Father, help us to stand, Father, in these days, and Father, bless this time that we have together in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. So we see that Jesus, born a Jew, came to confirm the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs. Thus Jesus became a servant to the circumcision or the Jew. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, "But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Paul mentioned this idea about Jesus being sent to the Jews or those under the law when he wrote to the Galatians in chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, where he said, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Jesus, born under the law, fully man, fully God. Even though Jesus came, he brought us a new covenant. He did not abolish the law with this new covenant.